Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I'm extremely excited to welcome back to the show Josh Dubow of the Associated Press, but more importantly, Michigan grad. Go Blue. Josh, I did have a podcast since Michigan won, but we were talking all about Eric Armstead and Walter Payton Man of the Year. So the listeners have not gotten to listen to me talk about the Michigan Wolverines. Go Blue!
Go Blue! We can, it's all never too late to talk about the national championship game.
No.
National Argyle Day. So.
And National Argyle Day. And for those of you that were not aware, January 8th was National Argyle Day, and the reason this was important is because my ring light feels very aggressive, but we'll just go with it. The reason this was important is because John Harbaugh won on Christmas, Jim Harbaugh won the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, so Harbaugh's on holiday Mondays was an important part of this victory, and it was National Argyle Day on the 8th. Thank goodness. Where would you rank this national championship in your sports fandom? I was asked this question, and I know my answer, but I'd like to know yours.
Gosh, it's the most recent, so it feels like for that. Like, it'd be right up there for me with when the Yankees won the 1996 World Series. I grew up a Yankees fan and was really young when they won in the 70s and didn't really get to enjoy that. So the 1996 season, I was living in New York at the time. Basically watched or listened to every game that entire year. And then when he was right up there, and then the 97 Michigan championship, and then this one, But there's something about this one, just the whole, everything that we went through in November, especially.
Yeah.
And then all the thing, you know, the struggles the first few years against Ohio State with Harbaugh to like finally break through in 2021, and then finally break through in the playoff this year. Yeah, it's right there. So
I put it as number one. With the NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's recency bias. I think it just was number one. And partly because of the things you just talked about. And Team 144 felt very special. And I was thinking about this the other day. Like, really, the fact that they did win it with everything that I'm actually going to say we, because we went to the University of Michigan. So this is a we thing.
Yeah.
But with everything, though, that team did go through and all the distractions, like as a sports fan on the fan side of my life, there's nothing I hate more than distractions, because I do think they oftentimes seep into the game and they can create problems. We've seen it many times, but this team was so focused, no matter who their coach was, they just got through it. I mean, that Penn State game, to be in the air on the way and find out that Harbaugh's not going to be coaching that Saturday and the whole thing, just like so much happened. And they still just kept going, winning game after game, and some of them very tough games. And it was incredible.
Yeah, getting through that week, that Penn State week, that week was just thinking back to that week, how crazy it was with, you know, the suspension coming down on the plane. You know, all week, is the suspension going to come down? And it comes down on the plane. And then you're waiting for like a court injunction that Friday night. It doesn't come. You wake up Saturday morning, think there's going to be a court injunction, and then it doesn't come. And then it's, you know, they get through that game, the whole Sherrone Moore post-game interview, and all the, you know, and to get through that. And once they got through that, then it seemed like the rest was all somewhat easier.
Obviously, Ohio State in theory, though, that Maryland game was very stressful.
Yeah, there's
some stress in Maryland game. So was Alabama. Yeah. They were stressful. But, I mean, I always did feel like they were going to win, but that Penn State game, I kind of with you, once they got through that, then I had like even more conviction that they were going to win it all. I kind of felt that way from the beginning of the season, but that, and I think that Penn State game too, you had a lot of people who were starting to say, well, if Michigan did lose today, you knew you could understand why with everything they went through and all of the things, but they won that game on the road in a very tough environment with an injured quarterback. And I mean, he hurt his ankle at some point during that game, and not without their coach and the whole thing. It was really something else.
It was good times.
It was good times. And now we're going to switch gears a little bit, but I'm going to use a Michigan segue because there are going to be a number of Michigan players on the field on Saturday, because not only do we have all those 49ers Michigan players, but Rashawn Gary for the Green Bay Packers.
And John Runyon Jr., right? He's still there?
Oh, you're right. Oh my gosh. I believe so many Michigan players. I don't even know where to begin, who to highlight. It's a shame Predictable Picks is done, because definitely could have added more people into the mix. But the Green Bay Packers come to Levi's Stadium to play the 49ers, who have championship dreams of their own. Do you think it would be like the littlest bit funny? I know that the 49ers not find this funny, but the littlest bit funny if they talked all season about wanting the one seed, like going back to training camp, all they talked about was this one seed and how important it was to get the one seed. And then they get the one seed and they get it in dramatic fashion. And then they were to lose at home to the 7 seed. I don't know why I find that pretty really funny.
They might not find it as funny as you do right now.
I don't think my listeners would find it all that funny.
I just
think that the idea of it is like kind of funny. I bet the Cowboys right now don't think it's funny.
No.
Even though they were not the one seed. But that probably won't happen. That being said, the Packers looked good. They were surprising. Obviously, the pick six was not ideal and nobody played up to par on the Dallas Cowboys, but the Packers like a pretty good football team against.
Yeah, they do.
Or Sunday.
Not sure their defense is going to be good enough to stop the 49er offense. I know
that's going to be the problem.
They did a very good job against Dallas, and Dallas's offense is good, but I just think matching up with the 49ers offense is very difficult. If you have any weakness, Kyle Shanahan finds it.
Yeah.
And the Packers definitely have some weaknesses in coverage, and this seems hard for me to believe that they're going to be able to shut down the Niners for three quarters the way they did Dallas. And then, you know, can Jordan Love keep up with that? He's playing great. Aaron Jones is running the ball really well. Their offense is looking really good, but they're going to score some points to keep up. Keep up the Niners. I don't see them holding the Niners down.
No, I don't think so either. The 49ers just have too many weapons. And I think with Dallas, you saw Dak and CeeDee Lamb very much not on the same page. Don't think that's going to be an issue with Brock Purdy and his receivers. Tony Pollard has had a great season. He is not Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
You know, I think that the 49ers offense, as talented as Dallas is, and they are very talented, and there's really no excuse for their performance, they're going to have to figure things out there. And I think that they're working on figuring them out. But as talented as they are, I don't think when offensively they are nearly as good as San Francisco. Aaron Jones had a really good game, and I bring that up because it looks like the 49ers will, most likely it seems like they'll have Eric Armstead back, which will be a huge help to their run defense, which is, they're certainly struggled a little bit in his absence. It ultimately didn't matter in terms of getting this magical one seed that they're very excited about, but, and I was excited about too, because it was nice for us to have a weekend off and a bye week going into the playoffs. But I think that becomes important for them in terms of the Packers offense, because I think the Packers' best defense is their offense, if that makes sense.
Yeah, They're just war, keep the Niners off the field. It'd be interesting, you know, they took the ball. They won the toss and took the ball at Dallas, which, you know, most teams don't do. I'm guessing they will start with the ball on Saturday either way, because Kyle Shanahan will always defer. And
yeah,
I'm guessing they will have the same approach, that they want to get in the lead and make the Niners play from behind, because the Niners have shown, this year, that if they're playing from ahead, they are very difficult to beat, and you need to get ahead of them. So, be interesting. I would assume that he'll take the same approach. We'll see. We'll see if they can get into the lead early. You know, they started with back-to-back touchdown drives against Dallas. So, whether they can do that, you know, if they can do that, and then okay, now things are a little interesting. As opposed to, if they get stopped in that first drive, fall behind, and it could really get out of hand, probably.
Yes, I think it could get out of hand really quick. You have two coaches who know each other very well, which is always a storyline. And it's funny, because when we looked at this weekend, there were thoughts, of course, they would play the Rams, and you had two coaches who knew each other very well. But of course, the Rams lost. It didn't matter once Green Bay won. They were playing the Packers. But LaFleur and Shanahan, it's always going to be kind of fun to watch them go head to head. It's a little bit of a chess match. Shanahan has a lot more talent on his team, and I do think he's just maybe a little bit better of a coach, but it's still kind of fun, and it creates a fun storyline.
Yeah, it'll be obviously a different look this year. We used to look over against Shanahan with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams the last times they played in the playoffs, and they obviously had neither one of those. So it's definitely very different. And obviously, Brock Purdy is different than Jimmy Garoppolo on the Niners end too. But it's just, it's gonna be very different watching the Packers in person without Rodgers. You know, because you know, got to see a lot of Rodgers against the Niners in the playoffs over the years, and it didn't work out well for Green Bay in all four times. So be interesting to see how they look with a different quarterback, and you know, it'll be a very, very new look.
That would also be funny if they,
yes,
Rodgers
could never. Rodgers went 0-4, right?
Jordan Love comes in. Again, these are things I might find funny that a lot of other people, like mainly the people listening to this podcast, would not think are as funny at all. That being said, the idea of both of them kind of
the
tiniest bit funny. I mean, it's probably not going to happen, but still. I mean, by funny, you know, we all have different, feelings. We all have different feelings of funny. That made me think of something. Oh, I was just going to say, do you think the Packers have really, though, they have perfected the legendary quarterback with the person sitting behind them for a few years and then coming in and being very successful? Now, Jordan Love, it took a little while. They started the season 2-5, and he's really, we've seen him somewhat develop before our very eyes, but the Packers have kind of really nailed that.
Yeah, well, actually, they had to wait a year to make the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers when they went that route. They did not make the playoffs the first year. So he's even ahead of that pace. It is it's impressive. Like, I didn't know if it was going to work again. Just they seemed confident in it. I kind of had my doubts, and a year in, does look pretty good. So,
well, I think everybody had their doubts, especially, you know, midway through the season. But Jordan Love looks like he has developed and had learned on the job, you know, much like Brock Purdy had to. Brock Purdy had just a little bit more success at it right off the bat, but he has learned on the job, and I think they may have their QB of the future. So I don't know.
Yeah.
When we talk about the Packers defense, which certainly is not, I think I agree with you. I think they're gonna have a lot of trouble with this 49ers offense. But I think something to keep an eye on is cornerback Jair Alexander, who's had his own kind of issues going on over the last several weeks, and then had a great game against Dallas, but may or may not be injured. But he's such an interesting person to watch, because what a confluence of events he's had over the last several
weeks. It's been quite a few weeks for him. luckily, he's not from California, so he won't try to come out for the opening coin toss and sabotage the coin toss.
That was so bizarre. Like, how did you even, like, I just want to know what's going through your head. If you're like, you know what, this feels like a good idea.
You could ask ahead of time. Hey, I'm do you mind if I go out? You know, can I be an honorary captain? Like, yeah. It's definitely an odd. It was an odd thing, yes. So they're getting suspended for a game, but yeah, he showed up. He showed up last week, so we'll see if he's healthy. Obviously, had the ankle, he hurt his ankle in the game, and I haven't seen any injury reports yet this week, so I don't know how he's looking. But obviously, that would be a huge loss if he wasn't able to play, or if he's limited. But if he can play, he's very good.
He is. If he can play and he's not sabotaging coin tosses, he is very good. They set out for Tuesday, we're recording this Tuesday, an estimated practice report. Okay. They didn't practice and he would have been limited. It said shoulder and ankle.
Okay.
So I don't know if I don't know enough from before this week to know if the shoulder thing is lingering or that, you know, that I don't really
know. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know he's had the ankle for a while. And he had an ankle injury before too, but yeah. So it might be one of those Eric Armstead foot and knee where he's dealing with multiple things at once. But
the Eric Armstead foot and knee mystery, but it looks like as I said, he's gonna be it does look like, and the 49ers are pretty healthy at this point. I'd say they're about as healthy as they've been all season. And I was trying to think back earlier when the playoffs started last year and the year before, you know, how healthy were they? But they certainly are very healthy at this point. Jair Brown was back at practice. Deshaun Gibson was back at practice. George Odom may be able to come off of IR. So they certainly are looking great. And of course, Christian McCaffrey, maybe no disrespect to any of the other people I mentioned, but perhaps the most important person that they have also was a full go at practice. And that's huge for San Francisco.
Yeah, basically the only, well, missing, obviously, Hufanga's out for the year. And yeah, but really the only injury that's been lingering is that Cleveland Farrell will be out.
Right.
For at least this week. And, you know, that could be a factor in the run defense. He's been very good
on the
base downs and doing that. So Chase Young will have to probably fill that role and be more of a three, you know, play more and stand up against the run a little more, which is not necessarily his strength as much as Cleveland Farrell. But, you know, I think with Eric Armstead there in the middle, that should help a lot. And they should be in pretty good shape for the run defense, I would think.
Chase Young's an interesting one because they've certainly improved since his arrival. But it's not, he hasn't like taken over a game. And not that necessarily anybody expected him to, but we haven't seen him flash, so to speak. But they've certainly improved since his arrival.
Yeah, their sack totals have gone way up. Yeah. Like their pressure rates and stuff have gone up. But yeah, it hasn't necessarily been him. And but some of it could, you know, he definitely draws more attention than Drake Jackson was drawing when he was playing there on the pass rush down. So I'm sure. Yeah, so I'm sure it's helping Nick Bosa get better matchups and things like that. So, but yeah, he hasn't been number two pick in the draft, Chase Young.
Right.
Since he's gotten here, he's just, you know, seemed to help. But yeah, not really a huge impact.
Which, looking towards the future, and this is total speculation because neither you or I are going to know the answer to this, but I'd like your opinion on it. He is a free agent after this year. Is he done enough for them to sign him, or I guess it's just going to depend how much money he wants, but also I'm wondering how much money he can command at this point. So many questions.
Yeah, it's almost the more he does, it's harder to sign, because if he does three sacks in a game, you know, a game in this postseason run, and like, you know, it's dominant Chase Young, then it's okay. Someone might be willing to pay him $20, $25 million a year, and he's and that's probably out of the Niners price market. If he is just so-so, then maybe it's like, okay, I can, you know, maybe he comes to the decision that, you know, maybe it's not a short-term deal.
Mm-hmm.
Get a full season with Chris Kocurek. Get a full season in a really good defense and then try to cash in. You know, I've seen, you know, guys like Jadeveon Clowney have been doing the one-year deal for like five straight years, whatever it is now, where he's been looking for a long-term deal, has not gotten one, so keeps signing one-year deals and doing that. Chase Young maybe could do that and would be looked to stay. But yeah, I think it will depend a lot on the next couple of weeks, or at least as long as the Niners are playing, as long as this playoff run goes, it'll probably depend on if he plays really well, he probably can price himself out of the Niners. If he doesn't, then maybe he could come back on a shorter term deal, sort of, you know, lower market deal. But yeah, I think we'll find out a lot more in the next couple of weeks.
I bet the 49ers would like him to price himself.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. He can price himself out, go get a big contract, they can get the comp pick for him and move on, and everyone will be happy. And yeah. They can have a Super Bowl and be like, okay, we miss you, Chase Young, but
that's okay. And Nick Bosa will, I mean, I think he's been lovely for him to have him, but
right.
So I think it's very big of us to speak of these people considering that they went to such a terrible school.
Well, yeah, maybe Nick Bosa could get someone like Braden McGregor to be his opposite edge rusher next year and have a good Michigan man to help him out as opposed to Chase Young. Yeah, so we have options. Yeah, there are plenty of options for them to draft Michigan players, as we know.
There's like a million of them. In fact, as I said to Josh earlier, if all I did, like if I had just been dropped into the middle of the world and someone gave me my Instagram feed and said, who's going to the draft? I would think only Michigan players, because my feed has been one after the other declaring for the draft. So there's that. So there'll be a plethora of options in all kinds of positions.
Predictable picks will live on.
Will live on. Which, by the way, in case anyone was curious, which I'm sure you all were, Ronnie Bell is the season one champion, and Josh is drinking his coffee out of his predictable picks mug here. Ronnie Bell is the season one champion. Jake Moody, first runner up. And George Kittle, best supporting actor. He was so kind to just keep coming on in the show. We loved having him.
Yeah, it's good to have him. He can come back next year. I can't remember if they play Iowa. I don't think they play Iowa next year. I can't remember. They don't. But
okay, he didn't. He came in for other games too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's ready to pick against Michigan and be wrong every week. Really.
Yep. It's been going on for years, and I don't hate it. So there's that. All right. We have lots to keep an eye on for this week. I'm going to ask you for your very early in the week score prediction for Saturday.
I'll go 49ers 34, Packers 20.
Okay. I will go 49ers 31, Packers 17.
Similar. Yeah, there we go.
Same but different. But, you know, Josh, tell everybody where they can find you.
On Twitter or X, Josh Dubow AP. And articles all over. Just Google my name and the articles show up there usually. And I'm a little disappointed that you're only picking one field goal, though, by the way, and I'm picking two.
Well, I think we both know my anxiety level can only.
I'm having 250+ yard field goals in my 34 points. So yeah, and you're just going with one field goal. Just for the record, that one of us is believing in the kicker.
But now that you say that, I have to say that's not the case. Really, it's just that I think the 49ers offense is so good, and that this pattern really can't match up. That they are going to have so many touchdowns.
Got it.
That's why there's only going to be one drive where they need to kick a field goal. But okay. I think it's fair to say that nobody in the world.
That is probably fair.
It's possible the kicker's mother does not believe in the kicker as much as I. She might. I don't want to say that for sure because I really don't know. But I think we can all.
Maybe as much as you do. I don't think anyone. It's possibly more than you.
That's true. Right. But certainly
you can match, but you can't exceed. Yes.
Exactly. So. I think that's totally true and fair.
Yeah.
So if you guys like what you heard, and if you too believe in the kicker, please make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a super positive review. You can find me on Twitter or X. I'm gonna call it Twitter like for the end of time. Yeah. At Tracy FGSN, on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. We are brought to you by Bet Online. And I think that is everything. I'll be back again later this week with Matt Scheinman from The Athletic.
Matt Scheinman. He went to my high school.
He did?
Many years after me. But yes, he's a proud graduate of Bolton High School. Yes. Tell him go Warriors when he's on.
I will. And I bet a lot of our listeners like the Warriors. Well, they're probably a little upset with the Warriors right now. But in theory, they're go Warriors people.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Well, you're welcome, Wilton High School. I really all right, you guys, we'll talk to you next time. And Josh, thanks for joining me as always. Go Blue.
Thanks. Go Blue.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.